You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. We got about 10 minutes left in this fine program. I forgot to talk about the people's show or people's segment and promote it throughout the show. Let it just be known. Send in your questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, and or otherwise. The number is always the same, 402-464-5685. You can also send them in on YouTube as well. I will always respond, always read and react. All right, Brandon Smith said, hit that like button and subscribe. Love it. Just because I don't promote it doesn't mean it isn't a standing offer to the people every single show. The last 8 to 10 minutes of this fine program is the people's segment. Now, I just got done interviewing Husker legend. I combined great and legend. Gretchen, Husker legend and Nebraska Football Hall of Famer, current governor, Nebraska governor Jim Appillin. Go back and check that out. You can find it on YouTube, all the sound-only podcast platforms. If you missed it, some of the most recent interviews as well, Peyton Robb. Okay, four-time All-American wrestler, head Nebraska women's basketball coach, Amy Williams, Husker legend, Stephen Warren, Husker legend, Chris Dishman, Mike Stuntz, who was my host on my recruiting visit. We got lost that night, but he did a phenomenal job. Okay, throwing the ball to Eric Crouch in that number one versus two Oklahoma-Nebraska game down back in 01 for that long touchdown reverse pass to clinch the game. All right, let's see who else we got here. Go back and check out all those interviews if you've missed any of those. Those are some of the recent ones. And Luke McCaffrey, former Nebraska quarterback, Louisville quarterback for a week, Rice wide receiver, working out for the NFL draft, and now will be joining me next week. Couple of quick thoughts before I get to Coach Prime, before I get to the NCAA tournament. All right, final thoughts on the three quarterbacks situation for today, because we're going to talk about it like 9 million more times before game one, and then we'll talk about it like 9 million more times after game one, I'm sure. To be clear, we have three quarterbacks who all have the talent to start right now. The question mark is the experience, and how quickly do they learn? I'm looking forward to that process. And I did, there's so many Husker sports that are doing well. I try to shout out and show as much love as I can to everybody. I try to do that as much or anybody that I talk to anyways. I try to do the best I can. There was one I forgot earlier, okay, to shout out specifically for today anyways, and that's Nebraska softball. Played in the snow a week or two ago. That was pretty freaking awesome. Snow place like Nebraska, ladies and gentlemen. All right, they're on a two-game winning streak. Both those wins are over Illinois. All right, let's see what else we got here before I dive into Coach Prime and the NCAA tournament. Oh, final thoughts on bowling. So there's some things that I'm really, really bad at. Singing. I can actually rap somewhat, sort of. Playing an instrument and drawing. I absolutely suck at all those things. The only thing that I might be worse at, because I was talking about Nebraska bowling earlier, than all those things is bowling. I'm pretty sure I could bowl left-handed better than my right hand. And it's not because I'm left-handed or I bowl left-handed. I don't bowl often. And then when I do bowl, I'm reminded of why I don't bowl often, because I'm too competitive and I'm not very good. All right, Coach Prime. All right, he wasn't very happy with the Colorado Buffaloes. Again, put a smile on my face. Apparently, they looked a lot like they did last year. Now, a couple of thoughts, to be fair. I mean, we're in week one of spring ball, but this is a coach's job. This is a coach's job, is to hold you to a high standard, a whole level, a higher level, I'm sorry, of expectations, high level of expectations. It's amazing what people can do when they expect more out of themselves. You expect less, you're going to get less. You get more, maybe you get everything you were expecting, or maybe you come close, which is far more than expecting less out of yourself. So I know, I'm saying something positive about Coach Prime. How dare I on a Nebraska show? My point is, okay, I get where he's coming from. It did make me chuckle, though. They had some fights during their practice, and apparently they looked a lot like they did last year. Now, Shedeur Sanders, supposed to be one of the top quarterbacks in the country. They brought in six new brand new offensive linemen. Hopefully five of them are halfway decent if you're a Colorado fan, because they were all awful last year. Okay. Coach Prime wants to protect his son. So he brought in like 99 offensive linemen. Hopefully some are halfway decent if you're a Buffs fan. And then Shedeur has got all those athletes around him. I mean, that hasn't changed. They're all back this year. Okay, but I just thought it was interesting. He was getting mad at them. And here's what stood out to me. If I was to underline what I saw from this video, much like I underlined Matt Rhule's words earlier in the show, things that stood out. If I was to underline what stood out to me in the video, I don't think Coach Prime, and this is why he was so upset, was talking about necessarily their play. Okay, because you understand it's week one. When you talk about how you looked last year, the way I took it, it was about the attitude, the lack of discipline. As that was their biggest issue as the season went along. They just fell apart. Like, how do you – Stanford was awful in football. And why they're in the ACC, my Lord. College football is upside down, sideways, and on top of its head, and then some. When you got a university that can look out their back window, see the Pacific Ocean, yet they're playing in a league that's on the Atlantic Ocean. But I digress. Stanford was awful last year. You had a 29-point lead at home in the altitude at halftime, and they lost. If you watch the second half of that Stanford game, they just fell apart. First of all, Travis Hunter played well over 100 plays. I think it was actually closer to 150, and he got torched in the second half. But I put that on Coach Prime, not him. For me, there was a lack of discipline. There was a selfish ball that was going when I watched Colorado as the season unfolded. And I think that's what's bothering him right now. I'm curious to see how that Colorado team progresses. We play them week two. But beyond that, I'm just curious. They're interesting to me because of Coach Prime. No other reason, but because of Coach Prime. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got this little thing called the NCAA tournament. Last night's games. UConn, number one seed, torches the fifth seed of San Diego State Aztecs. Now, San Diego State's pretty good at basketball. I mean, they are. They lost by 30 points to the defending national champions, who are the favorites to win it again. And yes, I went out on zero limbs when I predicted in my NCAA bracket that UConn would win again. Now, we'll see if they actually do or not, but UConn looks really good right now. They're into the Elite Eight. North Carolina, the most veteran-laden team in the tournament. Their starting age of their starting five is 22.2 years old. The starting age of the Oklahoma City Thunder's starting five is 22.6 years old. I really thought that that would help North Carolina. Alabama, yeah, I guess they play basketball the past couple of years. Four-seeded Alabama upsets North Carolina, a number one seed, 89-87. And here's the only thing that makes that worse than Alabama winning in another sport, is they are the only institution in America that had a college football team into the college football playoff and into the Sweet 16 and now into the Elite Frickin' Eight. They're going to play Clemson in the Elite Eight because Clemson apparently plays basketball too, upset a team that I had into the Final Four, which was Arizona. Two-seeded Arizona loses 77-72 to the six-seeded Clemson Tigers. Clemson and Alabama are going to play in basketball because they haven't played enough in football yet. And then Illinois, three-seed, 29-8. Close game against another 29-8 team, number two-seeded Iowa State. Illinois gets the win, representing for the Big Ten. The Big Ten champs into the Elite Eight. Illinois is going to play UConn. Now, UConn is probably the better team, but Illinois has the athleticism. And on any given day, anybody can beat anybody. All right, final thoughts before that music plays. Austin's my producer today. Final thoughts. I'll keep it quick. NC State versus Marquette. I actually had NC State into the Elite Eight. One of the few things, along with UConn, that I got right in this tournament. I've got Marquette beating NC State. Purdue versus Gonzaga. And Duke versus Houston. Tennessee versus Creighton. Those three games are all tonight, and they're incredibly intriguing to me. I have no idea who to really pick. I'm going to go with Purdue over Gonzaga, but man, Gonzaga looked good, dominating Kansas in their last game. Houston's a number one seed. I'm surprised Duke is a four seed. I'm going to go with Houston, zero confidence in that. And Creighton and Tennessee, I'm going to go with Creighton. Don't call me a Jasker. Don't at me. That's just who I think is going to win the game. All right, hit the music. Until next time, Husker Nation, have a phenomenal weekend. Go Big Red, and always remember to throw the fire.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.